following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Saturday morning, 10 o'clock on the First Coast, and this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
I'm Marshall Gallup.
That didn't sound like Adam at all, did it? Loyal listeners will recall a couple of things. First being that last week we said Adam would not be here this week. He's chasing the big wave in sunnier climes, although it's hard to get too much sunnier. But anyway, he's taking a little well-deserved time off. That's fine. And a lot of people will remember Marshall Gallup, who is our reverse mortgage loan specialist here in the area. Also a very good friend of the show and friend of the people. And he has graciously given us his time today because reverse mortgages are, as we were just saying in between shows, probably the most misunderstood of all financial products. And quite frankly, it's their own darn fault.
True.
The industry did not do itself any favors in how it grew up. So we're trying to do favors for them because truly in its evolution, and I will give them credit for this, in their evolution, they have created a situation that has taken them from an avenue of last resort for the destitute to an actual financial planning tool. So in our business, we are now able to look at this and include it in the bag of possible solutions for people's problems, and not only problems, but also sometimes just what they would rather do. So we'll bring you up to date a little bit about, from the beginning, what are they? Why did they get off to a bad start? What's changed in all of that? And how it might apply to you folks? And then, of course, how to get a hold of Marshall if you have any questions. And we will, of course, link to him from our website. Now, everybody out there who knows what a regulated business means knows that one has to give disclaimers before one goes into much talk. You've heard mine. Marshall's going to give his. Bear with us. It's brief, but it's very important. And then I'll talk a little bit about some other things, including trivia questions, and we'll get into the topics.
I'm Marshall Gallup, certified reverse mortgage professional with reverse mortgage funding. My NMLS number is 450-841. Our branch is 132-4716. I'm licensed in Florida. Also licensed in Georgia as a residential mortgage licensee. Company number 36793. Originator license number 48049. Thank you very much.
That was easy, wasn't it? All right, welcome back to all the regulars. Thanks for being here yet again. You know we count on you every week. If you're new to the program, whether accidentally or because you've heard about it, then welcome. Try to stick around for the hour. The rules are always the same here. Lines are open from the beginning of the show, 904-222-8255. Callers go to the head of the line. Now, coming up here on Independence Day, I would like to point out that some radio shows are created more equal than others, as they might say in Animal Farm. We hold these truths to be self-evident. So, if you want to sit there and listen to what other people have to say, you can do that all over the place. And you can do it here, unless, of course, there's something you'd rather talk about, at which time we will put you directly to the head of the line and discuss whatever's on your mind. I heard a very disturbing thing this morning. 35% of young Americans are not proud to be Americans. we know it's bad out there, but my goodness, people, and it's this time of year that if you're not waving the red, white, and blue, you are hopeless. So we'll do what we can, but meanwhile, we're going to take all the other 65% of you, and we're going to try to help make your financial lives a little bit better. So we'll talk a little bit about the market first, and then we'll delve into some better topics or bigger topics or whatever. It was a strange and not horribly pleasant week in the market. Things were down a little bit. It was the end of the quarter, the end of the half. And just looking over the numbers right now, it's been a heck of a good year. It really has. The NASDAQ is up 14%. The other ones are up in the 8% range. That's pretty good, considering we've spent the last year whining and crying about everything that goes on in D.C. and talking about how, well, Brexit's going to cause us to lose everything, and then Trump's election's going to cause us to lose everything, and then something else will cause us to lose everything. But somehow we just keep chugging along, making some money. Yes.
If I recall, you made a prediction early this year.
I've made a few.
And at that point in time, the Dow was at a certain level, and you made a prediction of where it would be at the end. You want to give us an update on where we were, we are, and where you're predicting we're going?
Sure. We have gone, say we're up 8% on the Dow right now. The magic number was 21,000. And not only did we hit that, which I did predict, but I have predicted that before the end of this year, which is ticking away now to the tune of about 50%, I predicted that we will touch 22,000. I don't predict that it'll close there necessarily, but I still believe that 22,000 is in the cards. And the reason I say that is very simple. What really drives the stock market? Is it Donald Trump's tweeting about stupid talk show hosts? No. That's what drives the news. But the news and the markets just basically don't care. Economics drive markets. If you look around at the economics are good and improving. It has been a wonderful first half of the year. Are we at 5% growth rate yet? No. But, you know, just because there are 52 Republican senators doesn't mean they're playing with a full deck. How's that?
Excellent point.
When these folks do eventually get their act together and get some major pieces of legislation passed, I think you're going to see the market breathe a sigh of relief and then jump right into its upward climb again. In fact, my trivia question today, brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. My trivia question is, this bull market started in March of 2009, which means we have completed 8 Julys since then. How many of those Julys were positive for the market? You know, one of the oldest sayings in this business is sell in May and go away. That has not proven to be a very good theory lately. Yeah, but let's talk about July now. We know it wasn't a good theory in June. Let's find out how many times July has been positive out of 8. Just a simple number. It's easy to guess, and you could be the winner by picking up the telephone. So my advice to everybody, stay the course. We are not headed for the great crash. I will always reserve the possibility that a mushroom cloud over Tokyo or something like that will have a very deleterious effect on the market. If you want to live your life worrying about events like that, then please do me a favor and find a different financial advisor and listen to a different financial show, because that is not the way that we can achieve our financial goals, by worrying about catastrophic events of that nature. So let's be upbeat, and we'll come back right after, and we'll get Marshall going on the reverse mortgage topic. Do not go anywhere. Get your phones ready. Get your questions ready. We'll talk about markets. We'll talk about homes. We'll talk about financing. We'll talk about all kinds of things. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
I'm Marshall Gallup.
And today's specialty is going to be a discussion of the reverse mortgage. First, I want to remind everybody the trivia question is out there. This bull market is 8 Julys old. How many of those have been positive? I'm trying to put you in the mood to not do anything stupid about your investments. So that means it's probably a pretty good number. That would be my guess. Anyway, a little background on reverse mortgages. You've heard Henry Winkler, Fred Thompson, probably others. Now it's Tom Selleck. I'm a kind of a Tom Selleck fan. I love his show, Blue Bloods. And he seems like a very calming and sincere person. I could probably sit here for the next 10 minutes and argue the merits of trying to promote a product using a celebrity. I'm not sure that it's a good idea. I know it gets your attention, but when this thing was brought out, it seemed like they were a little sleazy to me. That was the word that I always thought about. So then, of course, there were rumors that went around like, oh, it's just a cheap way for the bank to get your home. Things like that. Well, none of that has truly ever been correct, but it's less correct than ever. And how we got there is a heck of a lot less important than how we get out of it. Because for the right people, this is a wonderful way to live out the rest of your life in a place that you like and makes you comfortable. That said, Marshall, what's new and exciting in the industry, and why do you think it has evolved into something that we actually pay attention to from its kind of lowly roots?
The origin of the product had great intent. It was really to allow someone in their retirement to have another way to stay in their house. National Council on Aging's booklet is called Using Your Home to Stay in Your Home. That was an outstanding way of describing
it. That is a good, it's kind of graphic in the right way.
The challenge is many times we had older borrowers that were a little naive in what they were doing. And we had telemarketing very aggressively marketing a product. I did many of the early form loans from back in the mid-2000s where we were helping someone be able to stay in their house, someone saving their house from going into foreclosure. A lot of people benefited greatly. Unfortunately, there were a lot of naive folks who took out all the equity out of their house that they could.
I've always considered that the number one mistake the industry ever made.
And those are where the ones we've heard about, the stories. And typically, again, it's a naive individual. Just like, for example, someone dealing with their retirement fund as they leave their company and someone talks them into buying a financial instrument with all their money, that person says they're an advisor when really they're a product salesperson. So you have to look at who is giving you advice and for what reason. The reverse mortgage, people were making good money selling the product. Naive individuals who maybe hadn't been the party that handled the checkbook before now got into a challenge, did not play good budgeting. What essentially FHA has done is made a lot of restrictions to keep the borrow and bail out of the way, where people are borrowing all this money on their house and then eventually getting out of the house because they can't afford it anymore. They've spent all their money. They gave it to their kids. There's numerous stories of how that happened. But what has evolved today is truly a financial planning tool, which when used properly can truly optimize a financial plan for someone. Can be that reserve fund, as a number of the research guys have discussed in their research, which is very detailed, saying this is a reserve fund that can stand by for when those shocks come. Because someone that has a good financial plan and then all of a sudden there becomes a financial shock and they have to make big changes in that financial plan. They have to withdraw a bunch of money when their Google stock is depressed. That's what really negatively impacts their retirement. So, yeah,
probably the hardest question I'm going to ask you today is the simplest one. What is it? What is a reverse mortgage? I know a lot of people are totally confused or just totally haven't heard of it before. If you were to try to explain it in a few easy sentences, that makes it harder. So there's your hardest question.
You're borrowing the equity in your home. FHA has insured it, so you're protected and the lender for various reasons. But in borrowing that money, you don't have a principal and interest payment. So today, you go to the bank and you get a home equity line of credit. That is an on-demand loan that can be called by the bank. That also requires a certain amount of monthly payment of at least interest and some principal. And then at some point in time, that loan has to become amortizing over maybe 10 or 15 years. That's the home equity line. The reverse loan does a part of that. Loans you, based on the equity in your home, a difference is for that person who had been having more in expenses than they had income, if they go get the home equity line of credit, they're exacerbating their problem because they're going to have more payment now. So they're going to have more expenses. Whereas the reverse, if planned and used properly, will lower their monthly expenses, will provide more resources. So it's borrowing against the equity in your home.
And that can be taken out in a couple of ways. Money or a lack of payments. And to me, I would be a lot more scrutinizing of anyone who came in and said they were doing a reverse mortgage because they wanted to get more money, more cash. Because something about that takes me right back to the old days where that's what got everyone in trouble. They took the money and they didn't realize that the behavior that got them into this trouble had not in any way, shape, or form changed. They just had more opportunity to do the same bad behavior by spending too much money.
Well, FHA did one thing a number of years ago. There is a requirement of an FHA-trained third-party counselor to speak with a borrower before they make application for a reverse mortgage. And the whole concept there is that person is to help them understand, hey, if you've got a problem now with your budget, is the reverse mortgage going to solve that problem? If you don't know what your budget is, that counselor is supposed to help you get together a budget. Just like any business runs on a budget, every home has to run on a budget. And if you don't identify it, I know when I was teaching a class at one time, I looked at all our expenses and I said, you know, we should have a lot of stock in Publix because it seems like the number one check receiver from our family is Publix.
I call that backyard investing. You look at where your money is spent.
Exactly. And those kind of exercises which people go through to figure out their budget, those are so important. The reverse mortgage can complement that effort to make it less challenging for someone later in their retirement. Again, not too different from what the financial planner is doing in laying out a plan and saying, okay, here's how much resources we need to use. Here's how much we need to have invested so that we will have something later.
If you were to say, what are the basic requirements of an individual who wants to consider this? There are some rules that you have to adhere to. Age limit, that's been changed, right? It used to be, if you're a couple, you both had to be 62. I believe that's changed, hasn't it?
Correct. We can now do a loan where one is over 62 and the other is under 62. There's a lot of detail pieces with that. But primarily, someone over the age of 62 with at least half equity in their property should be able to get a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
That will at least pay off their mortgage and may give them some additional money.
What's the underwriting like now? And for anybody who is not familiar with that term, underwriting is basically the process of determining whether or not you're going to have the ability to keep this house and keep the loan going.
We're looking to see that you have enough money to be able to pay your taxes, your insurance, mm-hmm. if you have homeowners association dues, if you have flood insurance, and have a certain amount of residual left over. For those people familiar with mortgage underwriting, it's the VA rules, which had been for many years the most liberal but actually the most successful.
Now, in keeping with our always the first rule, Captain Dave. Yep. Oh, didn't get him?
Hey.
Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm here. Oh, you got to take a break. I'll be here.
That's okay. What I wanted to do was get it set up and tell you that we'll be right back after the break. So
cool.
Hang on. Thank you. A lot of people remember Captain Dave. Okay, he's got a reverse mortgage question or comment. He's been around a lot. He has good comments. He's like me. I got a saying for everything. Captain Dave's got a saying for everything. So we'll talk to him as soon as we get back. Remember, the trivia question is still out there. Out of the last 8 Julys, how many have been positive in the market? And you know that summer does not have the greatest reputation as a time to be in the market, but that is not always the case. And when you get right down to what drives a market, I think this year you're going to find that we're right back to the basics of investing. What is the economy like and where is it going from here? So stay optimistic, don't go away, and we'll be right back after the break. This is the Vanley Financial Hour.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, Laura Ingram, WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Little Rock police say they are investigating a shooting in an Arkansas nightclub that left at least 17 people injured. They say via Twitter, the shooting early today at the Power Ultra Lounge appears to have happened following a dispute at the concert. Police say they don't believe the incident involved an active shooter or a terrorist-related incident of any kind. President Trump suggesting a suggestion about repealing the Obama-era health law now and replacing it later has the potential to harden divisions within the GOP. Some conservatives are complaining that the Senate GOP plan doesn't go far enough. Some others, moderates, are criticizing it as too harsh and kicking people off of insurance, shrinking the Medicaid safety net, and increasing premiums for the elderly. On Wall Street, the Dow Friday was up 63 points, the NASDAQ off by 4. More details at srnnews.com.
Divorce is a life-changing event. It touches every conceivable aspect of one's life. If you're a woman and are in the early stages of a divorce or even contemplating a divorce, then the Second Saturday Workshop is an absolute must for you to attend. You have one chance to get it right. Second Saturday is a nationally recognized program for women who want to know everything there is to know about surviving a divorce. The Second Saturday Workshop is being held on Saturday, July 8th from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. in the Adam W. Herbert University Center at UNF. Second Saturday will be conducted by qualified legal professionals, behavioral health specialists, and financial specialists, which will provide essential legal, emotional, and financial information. This Second Saturday Workshop is a must for all women that are contemplating or in the early stages of a divorce. Don't be one of those women that, when all is said and done, wish they had attended a Second Saturday Workshop. To pre-register and learn more about this excellent resource, visit secondsaturdayjax.org. That's secondsaturdayjax.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forever Mark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forever Mark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forever Mark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forever Mark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forever Mark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forever Mark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forever Mark network. And in fact, we were one of the first 5 in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forever Mark diamonds.
In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
Business is happening every day, all around us. Stay on top of it all with our sister station, 100.3 The Biz.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz.
Stay up to the minute with Bloomberg Radio.
This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Catch up with the latest news with Gordon Deal.
You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
100.3 The Biz.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Still have an object on the roadway on I-295 North at Beach Boulevard. The right shoulder's blocked there. Also a crash on I-95 North at I-10. Also a crash on I-95 South beyond US 90. The left shoulder's blocked there. As far as weather goes, it's heating up. It's 83 degrees. However, it feels like 92. You're listening to WBOB, the answer.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back to the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
I'm Marshall Gallup.
Marshall is here today talking about reverse mortgages with Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Happy for it.
I called for a piece of information. Is there a website where one can go and see what the parameters for your particular situation would be without inducing 1,000 phone calls from agents.
I like your condition.
Yeah.
There actually is.
Hey.
Our association, the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, has done a great job on education. Each company has their own way of doing things, but I will say this. If you will just search on the web for NRMLA, N-R-M-L-A, I want to say reversemortgage.org is where they have focused all that. But it should be totally consumer-oriented. They've actually, all the major companies have gone together from the marketing standpoint to try to come across with common messages. Just like what you see from Tom Selleck today is discussing much more of the financial planning aspect and thinking about this as a whole part of a plan. And you'll see that on the website.
I every once in a while just go in there, put the value of my home in, and just see what the parameters would be. And I'm not really, at this point, I don't really need to do this. It's just something I'd like to know about in case I ever do, at least, you know, at this point of view. And I just, every time I've done it, I think I did it about 8 months ago, I got, I don't know, a dozen phone calls from people who wanted to sell me mortgages and send me prospectuses. And I didn't want that. I just want to do a little research.
Try it with health insurance someday. You want to get bombarded.
That's because the site that you went to is a lead generation site, and they charged each of those people $50 to $100 for your contact information.
Oh, what a waste of time that was for you.
No kidding.
So I would say going to the generic site will not get you that response.
So I'll just Google NRMLA, National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association.
And yet I would say, I'm almost positive this is the one, reversemortgage.org.
I believe that's true. I have been to that site.
Right, now, I will tell you what I do. And mine is pretty easy to remember, marshallgallup.com.
Also linked to at vanweefinancial.com.
Thank you, Steve. Life is too short to bug people. I mean, I try to explain to clients each time, I'm here to educate. I'm going to send you some information. I'm going to follow your wishes because I don't have time to do what the call centers are challenged every day to.
By the way, my head researcher just acknowledged that reversemortgage.org is the correct website.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah.
I'm at it right now. I just logged into it. Yep. Oh, good. That's really good. Because like I say, I just want to know, you know, there's parameters about how much of the value of your home you can actually get. And then what you owe on I have a small mortgage. And, you know, of course, that's all due. And fees, I know because it's FHA, the fees are, in a way, ridiculous, but they are what they are.
They're not as bad as they used to be.
No, that's, I'm glad to hear that. So anyway, it's just, and it's nice to be able to educate yourself without inducing the phone calls. So I appreciate the information you've just given me.
And, Captain, I will just add one thing.
Sure.
The calculator that is on there is put together properly. Unfortunately, they have to have a very generic product and pricing to put there. Mm-hmm. So that is a very generic, probably a little bit on the high side from a cost standpoint. For those people who don't need the maximum amount of dollars, the costs to get a reverse mortgage are only about 0.5% in costs over what it costs to get a regular mortgage in the state of Florida.
Oh.
Okay.
That's all right.
Now, that's if you're not having to borrow the maximum amount of money. If you're borrowing the maximum amount of money because you have such a high mortgage, it is higher. Okay. But it's still a relative question. But reversemortgage.org will share a lot of that with you.
Well, I'm there right now, and I appreciate the information. By the way, sir, did you place your bets this week?
If I were a gambling man, I don't know which way I'd go. Dave and I have a little running conversation on one of the little biotech stocks that reinvented the word volatile.
Yeah. But it's like I said, place your bet.
That's right.
Vegas.
Yeah.
See what the dice come up with. This time when they enrolled the new patient, it went up a little bit.
Yeah, and then tanked.
But the last time they enrolled the new patient, it went up.
Huge.
What, 40%?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You went from 2-something to 3-something? Although I don't sell short. I buy the stock, and then if it goes down, I'll hold it for a while because it'll go back.
I agree. For anybody who's listening to that kind of conversation, this is your play with money. This is not your long-term money.
This is not investment. It's like going on a cruise. You get down a casino. Maybe you win, maybe you lose.
What's his first name? Murray. Can't remember his first name, but best financial writer ever, I think. He put it very bluntly. It is possible to get wealthy by under-diversifying. It is not, however, possible to stay wealthy by under-diversifying.
No, you can't. But you just got to consider, like I say, it's a $2 stock.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 1,000 shares, I'm gambling with a couple of grand.
Yep.
But it's just fun watching it.
Well, it keeps you interested in what's going on anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
have
a good weekend, guys.
You'd be good. Happy 4th.
All right, bye.
David obviously is something of a character. I've known him for many, many years. He's been around the world more times. He was a captain. The reason he calls himself Captain Dave is because he was a ship captain, and he took a lot of ships through the Panama Canal and things like that. So he's been there and done that once or twice.
He brings up an excellent point. If you're looking at this, and this is for funsies, that's the same as going and walking up to the slot machine. When you travel to Las Vegas.
Yep.
But the difference is this one might have some dollars. I think there's a little bit better chance of survival if you have that.
I think it's probably, if you read the news on the company you're following, if they're doing anything right someday, what the heck? But you never know. But from a long-term investing standpoint, obviously, not something you want to do.
The unfortunate thing is I've heard so many of my contemporaries that went with the hot tip.
Oh, good. Happens
and they
all
would bounce
the time.
From one item to another to another to another. We were having a roundtable discussion the other day about the idea of if all a planner did for people was to get them on a stable path and avoid stupidity, wow.
Adam
How
and I
benefit?
Say it all the time. The hardest single thing about our day jobs is those days when it's hitting the fan and you know deep down inside that the right thing to do is nothing. Doing nothing is the hard part. And if you look at it just in the past couple of years, things like Brexit, that overnight sensation, the flash crash a few years ago, Brexit, the Trump election was the same thing. Oh, if he gets elected, boom, so it happens, and by morning it's gone. You just can't be a reactive person if you're going to be a successful long-term equity investor. Yet look what's happened.
I did something stupid many years ago when there wasn't that much in my stupid fund to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But that did teach me a lesson. Don't react quickly. Think.
It's like any major purchase or anything, perhaps sleeping on it before doing it is not a bad idea, as it's never what people say it's going to be. Anybody who thinks that they're a market guru, and Lord knows there are lots of them out there, they'll tell you exactly what the market's going to do. I, on the other hand, I will tell you precisely what the market did after it does it. And I am almost never wrong that way. Isn't that incredible? Okay, we got some more reverse mortgage questions building up. I want to talk about the different ways you can get them. Who might be considering it? What happens if you're looking to downsize? What if you're moving in from out of state? There are some really neat things you can do as a financial planner for clients who are changing their lifestyle a bit. This fits right into the whole concept of retiring and moving to Florida or simply downsizing your lifestyle. And if you want to preserve your lifestyle, but you don't think you have enough money to last, there's so many ways to approach this concept. And I think, again, the misunderstandings are far greater than the actual understanding of the product. So we're going to try to clear up a little bit more of that right after the break. Don't go anywhere. Marshall and I'll be right back. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results. And you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handyman, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
I'm Marshall Gallup.
And we're talking reverse mortgages with our reverse mortgage specialist today. We've been chatting a little bit in the break. Marshall was telling his own experience and brought up something that's really kind of interesting, I think. Today's houses and yesterday's houses are vastly different products. So if you are looking to downsize a bit, you have to rethink your concept of square footage, especially if you're building or buying something new, which is what they did. They moved down to Nocatee a while back and really like the whole concept of the new house with the new design. It's energy efficient, all those things. So your whole cost structure can be totally different based on that sort of thing. So one of the ways that we have long talked about people using a reverse mortgage is the one that's been around since, I think, 2011, called the reverse mortgage to purchase. And what it means is you find your next house, your final house, whatever the heck you want to call it, and you go sit down with the reverse mortgage specialist. And if you're looking at, let's keep the numbers easy, a $500,000 house. You go in with about $250,000. The reverse mortgage picks up the rest. You have $250,000 in your pocket that you didn't have to put into the house, and you have no payment. So you own outright, subject to a mortgage that you don't pay, a $500,000 house, twice as much house as the amount of cash that you put into the deal. And to me, assuming certain things are true. One of them is that there's very little chance that your family members will want to keep that house. And if so, they better understand it's going to cost them money. But if that condition is met and you're the right age and so on, I think it's the most brilliant plan ever, because you can buy more house and or in a better neighborhood than you could for the same amount of money, leaving, of course, more to hand over to people like us who like to manage assets for people. So it's somewhat selfish, but it's also brilliant in its conception, I think.
And I will say, as you slowly work your way into retirement, leaving that 30-year-old house that was nice when it was built 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
And it was a great neighborhood to raise a family. But making that transition to something that's better designed, more efficient, might be the same size, or ours is actually about 50 square feet larger. But it's a 3-bedroom instead of a 4-bedroom.
Ah.
It has a nice laundry room that my wife loves. You know, it has the higher ceilings. All those kinds of things in a community where we're really excited about everything going on in our neighborhood. So those are things to consider when somebody says, you know, I've got this house, it's paid for, that's wonderful, but I'm having to replace a roof. I'm having to do a hot water heater. I have heavy insurance expense. All those different pieces start adding up to you, and earlier in making that transition is better than later trying to make that transition.
And then there's stubborn old people like me who just love the place they're in and don't really want to move, even though it's perhaps a bit much. But another way to use these things, if I decide one day that I want to stay in my house but not pay for it anymore, I can do it. But first, from a land far away with lots of sun and
far,
waves.
Far away.
Far, far away. This is Adam calling in. He said he might do that. How's the surf?
The surf was great this morning. It's been a good vacation. Thanks for asking.
Not over yet.
I just wanted to call and just wanted to make sure that everything was going okay without me.
Marshall and I carrying the ball, carrying the water, whatever. We'll make it. You will be back for the next show, however, correct?
I will. I will see you on Saturday morning.
Okay. Everybody good down there? Taking good care of the kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's we're in a tropical paradise in a land far away. But I didn't want everyone to think I wasn't working. I'm still checking in on work.
Good. We're happy to hear from you. Be careful on the way home.
Stay upright, Adam.
I will.
That's right.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Be good.
Bye.
They've been looking forward to this for a long time, and he's been telling me on their rare chats that the waves have been just exactly what the Chamber of Commerce of Costa Rica would want to say, and it looks awfully pretty. Anyway, back to reverse mortgages. If you're somebody like my particular situation, and you're getting to the point where you still owe some money on the house, and you really don't want to move, but you're really tired of paying for it, then you can do a reverse mortgage, and all it does is lay off the debt from your regular traditional mortgage holder to the reverse mortgage holder. And the difference is that one doesn't want you to pay him. That's correct. Pretty cool.
We've coined the term flexible payment options.
Yes, which is important for taxes.
Well, depending upon what your financial plan is. Sometimes people have substantial equity and a modest mortgage, so they can also have the available credit line mm-hmm. to enhance their financial plan. And like we were discussing with Captain Dave, when you don't have to take as much of the money, the costs are much, much less as to what it costs. So it's, again, it's a financial tool. It's best used with professional advice and a plan.
I can see this, and I have seen it. We've had many discussions among our clientele, and it is incredible to me the immediate reaction that one gets when one brings up a reverse mortgage to a client or a potential client. It is almost universal. The reaction that you get from them is so negative. And if there's one thing that people like Marshall and Steve need to do over the coming years, is to try to erase the stigma that goes with the product name that, as I said earlier in the show, was probably well-deserved because of the way it was rolled out, but it has truly become a valuable tool for people who are in a situation whereby they don't necessarily want to make payments anymore.
Do you remember the Pepsi challenge where people came and tasted
two different
drinks?
Exactly. Yep.
We've done it with the home equity line of credit challenge.
Okay.
Amazingly, when the sign was pulled off to show them, you had all these people who had chosen that as the preference go.
That's brilliant.
That was a reverse. We're doing better in marketing.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
We've gotten some much smarter people getting together with those that have a lot of good experience.
Looking at the tax implications of this, I'm finding very interesting. If you're following what's proposed in taxes, I almost said what's happening, but there's little evidence of it happening very far just yet, but it will. And it might well be retroactive to the beginning of this year. But one of the actually, the main proposals for tax changes are going to involve the number of people who are no longer going to itemize. And that's happening by taking the standard deduction, and there are various proposals. Most of them are approximately to double that standard deduction. What that means is now, if you add up your typical things, your mortgage deduction and your charitable deductions and the property taxes and so on, there are a lot of people who do go over the standard deduction a little bit right now. When it's doubled, assuming it is, then you're going to find an awful lot of people who no longer are going to have to itemize for taxes. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean you lose the deduction? No. Everybody gets the deduction. It's the standard deduction. So everyone gets it. I don't care what tax bracket or anything you're in. You get that. Yes, it will phase out if you're super successful, but that's not the point. The point is you now might want to look at that mortgage deduction that was enabling you in some respects to deduct, to itemize basically, and deduct a larger amount than the standard amount. Well, if this thing goes through, do you really want to be paying mortgage interest anymore?
Kathy and I are staring at this ourselves.
And, you know, a lot of people are having really false notions about how the tax code is going to change, and a lot of them have false notions about what's deductible now. You hear it all the time. Well, it's your mortgage that makes everything deductible. No, it's not. It's a standard deduction that makes everything deductible if you go over it. So if you really want to do some serious tax planning and you really start thinking about how many $100 a month would you not lay out of your pocket, this is a great topic. And a good way to do it is to make an appointment with a certified financial planner. You can reach one at 904-685-1505 or on our website, Van Wee Financial. The first hour appointment is always free and there are no strings attached. And like we're talking about with the websites, no salesman will call afterwards. We don't hound you. All right. Well, this has been fun. Thank you so much, Marshall. Like I say, at least once or twice a year, I like to get this out and talk about it because it's a topic that everybody needs to know. In the last eight Julys, six of them have been up. And furthermore, eight out of eight have been up in the technology arena. So despite the last week, it's still good. See you next week, folks. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.